一个面对事情的时候，我们要有对的态度。
Whenever we face a situation, we must have the attitude or make a determination to do the right thing.
那而且呢，我们要最好能够在对的时候去做对的事情。
And it's even more so, it is that we should do the right thing at the right time.
那另外一个原则啊，就是我们凡事都要有节制。
And the second principle we should abide to is to have self-discipline.
好，我们请看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
撕裂有时，缝补有时，静默有时，言语有时。
A time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak.
这里讲到被撕裂是有原因的。
It tells us that there's a reason why something is torn apart.
能够缝补复合，这也是有原因的。
And there is also a reason that something can be mended.
要保持静默，不讲话，这也是有原因的。
And there is a reason to be silent.
该讲话的时候就应该讲，这个也是有原因的。
And when it is time to speak, we also speak for a reason.
这个人都不喜欢所谓撕裂的事情。
Most of us do not like things to be torn apart.
两个人很要好的两个人，他们必须要离开，这个就好像被撕裂一样。
For example, there may be two people who are very close to each other. When it's the time to part, it's very difficult to them.
那遇到这样的事情，当然让人觉得很悲伤。
And when people have to say goodbye to each other, it is often a very sad occasion.
但是虽然悲伤也要能够节制。
Even though it may be a sad occasion, we must be temperate or restrain ourselves.
有些事情让我们觉得非常的欢喜。
And there are other events that make us very joyful or happy.
比如说两个分散离开的人后来又在一起了。
For example, there may be occasions where people who have been staying apart from each other, when they come together, it is a joyful event.
那在欢喜的当中也要有所节制。
But during this type of reunion, we also must have self-control.
那在人生里头最大的一个撕裂就是人跟神之间的撕裂。
The greatest tear in a person's life is the division between men and God.
那我们知道这个原因就是罪。
And we know for which reason that there is a distance between men and God, and that is sin.
那这个罪当然是从人类的始祖亚当夏娃而来的。
And this sin comes from the ancestors of all mankind, Adam and Eve.
因为罪让人跟神之间有距离甚至是撕裂的。
Because of sin, there's a distance between man and God.
所以对人来讲，最重要的一件事情就是跟神来复合。
And one of the most important things someone has to do in their lifetime is to be rejoined or reunited with God.
那今天我们感谢神，借着主耶稣基督，我们已经跟神复合了。
Today we praise God and thank God that through Christ Jesus we have been rejoined to Christ.
那在信仰的道路上，在信仰的道路上面，有时候我们还是会跟神好像撕裂一样。
But during our spiritual journey, there may be times where we feel that we are separate from God.
当被撕裂的时候，也是一种受伤。
And when we are separated from God and there's a distance or the relationship is torn, there's a feeling of hurt.
所以我们要赶紧的再把它缝合。
When we feel this hurt, we must take action to mend this separation.
离开神总是会让我们有很多的受伤。
Going away from God can hurt us.
那但是神呢，他就是一直要医治我们。
But God is willing to heal us.
好，我们请看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章十八节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
十八节，主必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为主是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him.
这里说神他非常的愿意来施恩给我们。
It tells us that the Lord longs to be gracious to us.
那很愿意，所以呢，他就会等。
It is because he's so very willing to be gracious to us. That is why he is willing to wait for us.
哦，所以神在等我们。
We know that God is waiting for us.
哦，他要施恩给我们。
He is waiting to give grace to us.
哦，就是最大的恩典之一，就是他医治我们。
And one of the greatest grace, gifts that he can give us is to heal us.
哦，因为他是怜悯的神。
Because he is a merciful God.
哦，在信仰的道路上面。当我们离开神，我们就受伤了。
During the spiritual journey, if we depart from God, we are in a position of suffering wound.
就好像这个旧约历史里头，这些以色列人，他们常常离开神。
For example, in the Old Testament, the Israelites often departed from God.
那么他们常常就受到周围的其他的国家来攻打他们。来欺负他们。
And because they departed from God, they were attacked or invaded by other nations.
哦，所以离开神，他们的生活里头就充满着很多的困难。
And by departing from God, they suffer many sufferings in their lives.
哦，那他们需要神来拯救他们，来医治他们。
They needed God to come and rescue them and to heal them.
哦，那十八节说神是 longing 很。渴望的，要来施恩典给他们。
Verse 18 tells us that God is longing to be gracious to us.
因为神是有怜悯的神。
Because he is a merciful God.
所以神愿意等这些百姓来归回。
And he's willing to wait for his people to return.
那下半句话说，凡等候神的都是有福气的。
And the second part of this verse says, blessed are all who wait for him.
那有时候神也会让我们稍微等一下。
And sometimes God, will let us wait a little while.
好，再请看二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
当主缠裹他的百姓的损处，医治他民边伤的日子，夜光必像日光，日光必加七倍，像日的光一样。
Verse 26, the moon will shine like the sun, and the sunlight will be seven times brighter, like the light of seven full days, when the Lord binds up the bruises of his people and heals the wounds he inflicted.
这里说神的医治是极其伟大，极其奇妙的。
It says, how great is the healing of the Lord?
所以我们跟神之间，是的，有时候他会有撕裂。
Well, it is true that sometimes we can be separated or torn away from God.
但是我们的神他却是极其愿意来医治我们。
But our God is willing to heal us.
只要我们真心的悔改，我们归向神。
As long as we repent sincerely and return to Him.
那生活当中另外一个撕裂也是我们需要去留意的。
Another tear in our life is something that we need to pay attention to.
就是我们自己家人的这种，比如夫妻或者父母跟儿女之间的这种不和撕裂。
I'm speaking about the relationships among family members, for example, husband and wife.
那常常并不是家里的人不彼此相爱。
Oftentimes, these tears occur not because of family members have no love for each other.
当彼此之间有了撕裂，
but they still have this tear.
你问任何一方，你爱不爱对方，大家一定说我爱对方。
And the tear still exists. If you were to ask these family members whether they love each other, they would say yes.
但是为什么会撕裂呢？
But why is there a tear between them?
那就是因为 这个爱里头没有节制。
It is because within their love for each other, there is no self-control.
我们用人的爱在爱对方。
We can use human love to love the other person.
人的爱里头常常会有期望，会有条件。
And within our own love, we often have expectations or limits.
会有期望或者会有要求。
Expectations or demands or conditions.
比如说父母亲都很爱儿女。
For example, parents love their children.
那这种对这种父母亲付出越多，通常父母亲对儿女的要求也会比较多。
The more that the parents give to the children, the more that parents would expect of the children.
这是人的爱。
And this is human love.
我这么的爱你，你也应该照我期望的，来达到我所期望的。
A parent may say to the child, I love you so much, you must repay me with what I expect of you.
比如说，如果父母亲很看重孩子在学校里头的成绩。
For example, your parent may care very much about the grades that his or her child gets from school.
那父母亲他就会说，我这么辛苦的，让你到这个比较好的学校去，为了就是希望你有好的成绩。
And the parent may have placed this child in a very special or very good school, hoping that this child would excel academically.
但是事实上不一定每个孩子他真的都能够努力了就达到父母亲的期望。
But not every child is able to meet his or her parents' expectations.
而且很多时候是父母亲的期望可能是高过于孩子的能力。
And many times the parents' expectations are higher than the abilities of the child.
那这样子就会彼此之间就会有受伤，就会有撕裂。
Because of this reason, there may be tears between this relationship of parent and child.
这就是为什么我们凡事都要有节制。
And that is why in every matter we must have self-control.
人与人之间的爱也是一样要有节制的。
When we love one another, we must also exercise self-control.
那所以我们应该把我们的爱稍微调整一下。
We need to adjust the way we love each other.
那这样子爱才不会带来伤害，才会带来医治。
And this, only this type of love can bring healing and not more hurt.
有节制的爱才会带来缝补。
And a love from self-control.
给你爱，但是呢，我不会要求你太多。
I love you, but I will not ask too many things of you.
我爱你，所以呢，你偶尔做得不太好，我能够原谅你。
I love you, and even though sometimes you may not meet my expectations, but I will forgive you.
虽然你没有达到我的期望。
Even though you have not reached my expectations.
但是我看你已经很尽力了。
I already see that you're trying very hard.
所以我就祝福你，我就肯定你所做的。
So I bless you and I affirm what you have done.
那从另外一边来讲，这个做儿女的他也常常能够去看到想到父母亲的付出。
On the other hand, the child should look at the efforts that the parents have put forth.
那我也尽量的能够将我最好的表现出来。
And the child would try his or her best to do the best that he can.
那更重要的就是我们家里的人都愿意来教会来敬拜神。
And more importantly, every member of the family is willing to come to church to worship God.
我们都一起来学习道理。
And we all come here to study the Word of God.
那我们都能够用道理来调整我们的爱。
And we can use the Word of God to adjust the way we love one another.
那这样子我们的爱就不会只停留在人的爱的这一个层面。
And if we do this, we will not continue to dwell on the human level of love.
我们渐渐的也能够有基督的爱在我们彼此之间。
Slowly, we can build each other's love in the love of Christ.
那基督的爱是一定会带来医治的。
And we know that the love of Christ will bring about healing.
哦，那当然，当我们明白了神的爱，那我们也要立志，哦，将神的爱来把它实行出来。
And once we understand the love of God, we also must make a determination to exercise the love of God.
哦，那这样子我们就会减少这个撕裂，而常常能够有这个医治，有这个缝补。
In this way, we can minimize the hurt among us and to help mend or heal relationships.
好，我们再看回《传道书》第三章第七节。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7.
传道书三章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7.
撕裂有时，缝补有时，静默有时，言语有时。
It says, a time to tear, a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak.
这下半句话跟节制，啊，更是有关系。
The second half of this verse has even more to do with self-control.
雅各书说，一个人如果能够控制他的舌头，那么这个人他就会是一个完全人。
The book of James tells us that if a person can control his tongue, then he's a perfect man.
哦，那什么叫做能够控制自己的舌头？
What does it mean to control your tongue?
哦，就是这里所说的静默有时，言语有时。
It means that you know when to be silent and when to speak.
哦，在什么时候我们要保持静默？
When should we remain silent?
我们请看旧约圣经的哈巴谷书。
Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament.
哈巴谷书哈，再稍微后面一点。
It's in the last part of the Old Testament.
哈巴谷书第二章二十节。
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 10.
二十节。
I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 20.
二十节，为主在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 20. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
啊，这里说，在神的面前，我们要静默。
It tells us that we need to be silent before the Lord.
我们常常向神祷告。
We pray to God often.
啊，那。这个跟在神面前静默有没有抵触？
Do you think that this verse contradicts with the idea that we should pray to God?
哦，这个是没有抵触的。
There is no conflict.
哦，我们人要常常向神祷告。
We must pray to God often.
哦，那这里说应当在神的面前静默，这是什么意思？
But why is it that it says that be silent before God?
哦，我们请来看保罗所说的。
Let's turn to a verse.
这个保罗所说的，在罗马书第九章。
In Romans chapter 9.
罗马书九章十九节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 19.
十九节，这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？
One of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who resists his will?
二十节，你这个人啊，你是谁，竟敢向神抢嘴呢？受造之物岂能对受造他啊？对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢
？Verse 20. But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it? Why did you make me like this?
啊，什么叫做在神的面前要保持静默
？What does it mean to be silent before God？
哦，我们有需要的时候，我们要向神祷告，向神告诉神，向神求。
When we have a need, we must pray to God, cry out to God to ask God.
当我们受苦的时候，我们要求神帮助我们。
When we're suffering, we must cry out to God to help us.
那在怎样的情形之下，我们在神的面前要静默
？So in what occasion must we be silent before God?
从这两节经节，保罗很清楚地告诉我们。
In the two verses in the book of Romans, Paul said to us very clearly.
不要向神埋怨。
Do not complain against God.
不要去怀疑神。
Do not doubt God.
哦，我刚才讲过，所有的事情都有它的原因。
I mentioned earlier there many things happen for their own reasons.
哦，有些时候我们知道为什么。
Sometimes we know why things happen.
有时候我们真的不知道为什么。
But other times we really have no idea why things happen.
当我们想知道又不知道的时候，我们就比较容易会去埋怨神，甚至怀疑神。
When we don't know about something but we want to know, it is during this time that it's very easy for us to complain or doubt God.
约伯在约伯身上所发生的事情，我们知道为什么。
Of all the things that happened to Job, as people today, we know why.
但是就约伯来讲，他从头到尾，他都不知道在灵里头所发生的那些事情。
But as for Job, at the time, he had no clue as to what had happened in the spiritual realm.
那对约伯来讲，他也真的很想知道为什么。
And Job also wanted to know why he encountered so many sufferings.
但是从头到尾，神都没有告诉他为什么。
But God did not reveal to him why.
所以有时候我们也会在类似这样的情况里头。
In our lives, we may sometimes be in such a situation.
那我们在神的面前保持静默。
We must tell ourselves to be silent before God.
我们不怀疑神。
We should not doubt God.
我们将一切的交在他的手中。
We should entrust everything to God.
我们相信他的道路是最好的道路。
And we believe that His way is the best way.
那这样子，在神的面前，我们就可以成为一个完全人。
And in front of God, this is how we can be a perfect person.
我们再请看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Lamentations chapter 3.
27节，人在幼年护轭，这言是好的。
It says it is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young.
28节，当他独坐无言，因为这是主加在他身上的。
Verse 28, let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him.
甚至我们有时候年纪还不是很大的时候。就会开始有神给我们的信念。
Sometimes, while we're young, God would give us training or lessons.
那这里告诉我们说，这言是好的。
And it tells us that this type of training is good for us.
为什么这么早就让我遇到这么多的困难？
We may ask ourselves, why is it that God gives us so many difficulties during during a young age.
那在这里，先知说这言是好的。
But the prophet tells us that it is good.
26节。
Verse 26.
人仰望主，静默等候他的救恩，这言是好的。
It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
所以在神的面前保持静默，这是好的。
And so it is good to be silent in front of God.
但是人也。常常不容易在神面前保持静默。
It is often difficult for us to be silent in front of God.
那这是人的软弱。
Because of our own weaknesses.
因为我们人也都会有这种理性的判断。
Because we like to use our logic to reason things.
那有时候神的作为好像不合乎我们所谓的逻辑跟理性。
And so when we see that God's work is different from what we expect,Based on logic, we would have a second thought.
那我们就会埋怨神，就会怀疑神。
We may even complain and doubt the existence of God.
我们请看耶拿书第四章。
Let's turn to Jonah.
耶拿书第四章。
Jonah chapter 4.
第四章第二节
，Verse 2，
耶拿就祷告神说：“神啊，我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速的往他施去。”
He prayed to the Lord, "O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish."I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.
神没有要毁灭尼尼微城。
God decided not to destroy the city of Nineveh.
那这个耶拿他就很想不通。
Jonah couldn't understand why.
这个城里头明明是有很多的坏人。
He knew that there were many evil people in this city.
那你如果不毁灭，你为什么当时要叫我来传警告？
And he asked God, if you are not destroying the city, why is it that you sent me to send warning to them?
当我逃跑的时候，你还把我硬是把我抓回来。
And I tried to flee from you, you got me back.
第八节。
Verse 8.
日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头曝晒耶拿的头，使他发昏，他就为自己求死，说我死了比活着还好。
When verse 8, when the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live.
这个耶拿还是跟神在那边、在那边 argue、在那边争辩。
Jonah was still arguing with God at this point.
那我们说耶拿你怎么可以这样子。
We may think to ourselves,Jonah, what are you doing?
但是我们其实这也是我们常常容易犯的错误。
But actually, this is something that we, we make the same mistakes ourselves.
有时候我们 不只是心里想，甚至在祷告里头，好像在跟神争论。
We may sometimes think about this type of complaints to God, and perhaps during our prayers, we may be complaining to God.
那在什么时，不但在神面前静默，很多时候在人的面前，我们也要静默。
Not only do we need to be silent in front of God, we also need to be silent in front of people sometimes.
在箴言里头就有很多这样子的，这样子的勉励。
There are many such encouragements in the Proverbs.
我们请看箴言第十章。
Let's turn to Proverb 10.
箴言第十章十九节。
Proverb 10 verse 9.
多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇的是有智慧。
The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found.
十章十九节。
Chapter 10 verse 19. When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise.
这里说能够保持静默，常常是有智慧的。
It tells us that it is wise to hold one's tongue.
再请看十三章第三节。
Let's turn to Proverb 13 verse 3.
第三节，谨守口的得保生命，大张嘴的必致败亡。
He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin.
保持静默，甚至也能够这个保护自己的生命。
By holding our tongues and being silent, this can save our lives.
再请看十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 17.
十七章二十七节。
Verse 27.
寡少言语的有知识。二十七节。
Verse 27. A man of knowledge uses words with restraint.
那二十八节。愚昧人若静默不言 也可算为智慧。
In verse 28, it says that even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent.
闭口不说也可算为聪明。
And discerning if he holds his tongue.
那到底在什么时候在人的面前我们要保持静默？
And so, in what occasions, do we need to be silent in front of men?
第一个，在这个环境，四周围的环境很恶劣的时候。
The first example is when our surrounding is very adverse.
好，我们请看阿摩斯书的第五章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 5.
阿摩斯书第五章十三节。
Amos chapter 5 verse 3.
十三节。
Sorry, 13.
所以通达人见这样的时事，必静默不言，因为时事真恶。
Therefore, the prudent man keeps quiet in such times, for the times are evil.
所以说那个环境，那个周遭是 evil， 很恶劣的时候，不要讲太多话，保持静默。
It tells us when our surrounding is very evil, we should try and keep quiet.
好，那再翻回箴言第九章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言第九章。
Proverbs 9.
第九章第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节，指责亵慢人的必受辱骂，责备恶人的必遭玷污。
Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse.
第八节，不要责备亵慢人，恐怕他恨你；要责备智慧人，他必爱你。
Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you.
对某些人呢，我们要保持静默。
To certain people, we must keep silent.
你是真心的跟他讲。
You may be sincere in saying what you thought that you should say.
你是为了他好。
And you say these words out of love. In their good.
但是这里告诉我们，有些人他是不会欣赏的，他是不会 appreciate。
But this Bible verse tells us there are people who cannot appreciate our words of.Good advice.
在这样的人面前，我们保持静默。
And in front of such people, we must be silent.
那这就必须要我们能够节制。
And we need to exercise self-control.
所以我们求神帮助我们，能够该静默的时候，我们能够保持静默。
Let us ask the Lord to help us so that we can remain silent when it is the appropriate time.
那别人不一定他能够控制他的舌头。
But other people may not be able to control their tongue.
所以我们求神帮助我们不要受到别人的这个话语的伤害。
We also ask the Lord to help us so that we will not be affected by words that were spoken out of haste.
那有时候有些人他不讲话，这个也是怪怪的。
And there are other people who do not speak at all.
那这个我们要留意，为什么他静默不言呢？
We must also pay attention to them to see why they are not speaking at all.
有两种人，他们会保持静默。
There are two types of people who keep silent.
那但是呢，我们应该去找出原因，为什么他不讲话。
We need to find out why that person is not speaking to us.
第一种是老人。
The first type are the elderly.
有些老人他不讲话。
Sometimes the elderly just stop talking.
不是说他没有话要讲。
It's not that they have nothing to say.
可能是他的儿女对他有一些照顾不周到的地方。
Perhaps it is because their children are not doing a good job taking care of them.
如果是我们的父母亲
，If they were our parents,
你不要以为说因为父母亲老了，他不太想讲话。
You should not think that it is because that they are old that they are not saying anything.
可能是我们本身有一些父母亲不高兴的地方。
Because there may be some things that we do that our parents do not like.
第二种人不讲话，但是我们要留意，就是青少年。
There are the second type of people that do not speak, yet we must pay attention to, these are adolescents.
很多青少年跟父母亲是没话讲。
There are many adolescents that have nothing to say to their parents.
但是不是说他没有事情，他没有话要讲。
But it is not as if there's nothing going on in their lives.
这可能是父母跟儿女之间 是需要去缝合，需要去这个得医治。
But the relationship between this adolescent and the parents have been broken, and that relationship has to be healed.
这个父母亲不要让青少年认为说我讲了也没用。
The parents should not give the impression to the youngsters that it is whatever they say do not mean anything.
那 我们青少年也应该有耐心一点。
The adolescent should also be
有耐心一点。
More patient towards their parents.
有时候父母亲不是真的，你讲一次他就了解了。
Because it takes several times for the parents to understand the adolescent child.、
哦、通常他不会你讲一次，父母亲就了解你。
It often takes a few tries for the parents to really understand what the child is going through.
那该说话的时候，我们要说话。
When it is time to speak, we must speak out.
那首先，我们应该讲，哦，怎样的话我们应该讲。
So first, let us find out what kind of things, or topics we should talk about.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章二十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
以弗所书四章二十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
二十九节，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
这里说我们要随时、啊、这个常常说能够造就人，能够让人得益处的话。
It tells us that we should say words that will build others up according to their needs.、
哦、那我们就必须要成为义人。
It means that we must ourselves be righteous.、
哦、我们如果仔细的读箴言、啊、它里头有很讲到很多义人的口。
And the book of Proverbs tells us a lot about what the wise person says.、
哦、那这个义人的口是、哦、义人所讲的话是非常的宝贵的。
And the words of the wise are very precious.
主耶稣拣选我们的目的就是要让我们成为义人。
And the purpose of why Christ Jesus has chosen us is for us to be righteous.
所以我们要努力的去做一个，成为一个义人。
We must strive with our best to be a righteous person.
那从一个义人所说出来的话，才容易造就人，让人得益处。
Only the words of the wise can edify and cause the other person to be a benefited from our words.
所以我们要常常问自己，我是不是一个义人？
So we must ask ourselves always whether we are a righteous person.
我们的答案应该常常是肯定的。
We must find ourselves affirming this question.
主耶稣的宝血已经让我称义了。
It is through the blood of Jesus Christ we have been justified.
然后靠着圣经的道理来帮助我行义。
And through the word of the Bible, we are able to walk the deed. We are able to do the deeds of a righteous man.
靠着圣灵的帮助，也能够让我去行义。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit, I can carry out righteous deeds.
所以人如果做得对。讲出来的话也常常会是对的。
And if we can be a righteous person, the words that we speak will also be right.
我们的行为如果能够造就人，我们所讲的话也就常常也能够造就人。
If our actions can edify others, the words that we speak will also edify others.
再请看以赛亚书六十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书六十二章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 62 verse 6.
第六节，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们要昼夜必不静默，呼吁主的，你们不要歇息。
I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest.
那我们在神的国度里头。我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间，我们都是守望者。
Within the kingdom of God, all the brothers and sisters are watchmen of God.
所以弟兄姐妹之间，我们要彼此的提醒。
And so, when we fellowship with one another, we must remind one another.
如果我们发现弟兄姐妹有软弱的地方
If we find that our brothers and sisters are weak,
我们要为他祷告。
We must pray for them.
我们要求神赐给我们好机会，我们来跟他提醒，甚至警告他。
We must ask the Lord to give us opportunity to warn them or to encourage them.
一般来讲，弟兄姐妹，他是我们如果出于爱，他是会接受的。
If we do this out of love, our brother or sister will receive this.
弟兄姐妹不是那种我们不需要跟他讲的那种人。
Because our brothers and sisters are willing to receive the encouragement, and they're not the type that will not receive our encouragement.
因为在神的国里头，我们都是义人。
Because within the kingdom of God, we're all righteous.
好，那我们最后看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's lastly turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24.
二十四节，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize.
这一节告诉我们，我们都要努力。
This verse encourages all to try our very best.
就好像赛跑的人，努力的要得到那个。
We must imitate the runner who runs in such a way as to get the first prize.
所以无论遇到什么事情，我们都要靠着主努力。
No matter what situation we encounter, we must rely on the Lord to do our best.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
那在努力的当中，也不要忘了，凡事都要有节制。
And when we are competing for the crown, we must not forget that we also must exercise self-control.
所以努力，但是也要有节制。
We must try our very best, but at the same time, we must have self-control.
那这样子我们就能够面对我们的遭遇。
And if we can keep these principles in mind, we can face any situation that we encounter in life.
那我们的人生一定是美好的人生。
And I believe that our life will be a wonderful life.
我们一起唱诗500首。
Let's sing hymn 500.